Blog Talk Radio.
This is Talk 29, the best in talk.
Gentlemen, and welcome to this week's broadcast of Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. Your host here with you, Tom B. Stone, as always, with a loaded show today. First, I invite you to call in and join me in the conversation and the fracas at 563-999-3754. That's 563-999-3754. You could also join me in the chat room. I will take your questions, comments, and opinions there as well. Now, just a little disclaimer to folks who may be listening that have tiny little ears in the room. This is not a show for them. And as always, if there are little ears in the room, I recommend that you remove them from the room. Or if you're easily offended, just shut my show off. I'll give you a minute. Now then, now that the laundry's out of the way, you know, folks, I had a show and stuff I was going to talk about today, but again, it seems to be happening a lot that you just get thrown out the window with the breaking news that seems to come pretty much on the day that I'm prepared with other topics, and it definitely overrides those. So here it is. I am just astonished that of the footage I saw of hundreds and hundreds of migrants getting off buses that go up to the Border Patrol and basically are told, you're a free man, you can go wherever you want. Now, I couldn't believe my ears or my eyes, and I had to replay the video. There was a Border Patrol agent in Eagle Pass, Texas, that's right on the border of Mexico, where they are piling in by the hundreds of thousands, and the Border Patrol can just sit by and watch. That's all they can do. Now, I understand that there are migrants seeking asylum. But asylum is not fleeing from poverty. Okay? I want to be very clear. Seeking asylum by migrating to the United States to do so is not to do so because you're getting away from poverty. It's getting away from a tyrannical government that if you do go back, they will jail you or worse, even kill you. None of these people that are coming in are in any threat of being killed or jailed. They go back to Mexico. None of them. Mind you, footage of these migrants coming across are, they've all got cell phones, they've all got a little baggie with a birth certificate and a photo ID, and basically they're being checked in by Border Patrol and saying, hey, guess what? You're a free man. You can go wherever you want. There's footage of a man going up to a Border Patrol agent and saying, oh, I can go wherever I want. Can I go to Chicago? Sure. Have a seat over there. And then eventually they will bring in some buses or airplanes and get the illegal migrants where they want to go. On the American taxpayer's dime. Now, folks, you don't have to be a genius to understand that the border is being invaded. What did Joe Biden say in 2019? Surge the border. That's what he said. It's on tape. He said it on live TV. It's been played over and over again. He said, surge the border. That's what they did. Now, their ultimate goal, the Democrats, that is, ultimate goal, is to get as many migrants in the country, illegal immigrants in the country, in Texas and in the red states, primarily red states, to turn them blue. That means Texas, that means Florida, that means Arizona. And if they succeed in doing this, that means Republicans can never win. Those are key states. And if those people go and vote Democrat simply because, hey, guess what we did? We remember who helped you. Now you got to vote for us. Folks are buying votes. They're buying votes on the hard work of us, the American taxpayer, breaking our backs. And what do we get out of it? Groceries at an all-time high, energy prices at an all-time high, crime at an all-time high. This is absolutely embarrassing. And you know what other countries are doing right now? They are laughing at us. Absolutely hysterical laughing, tipping their glasses of whatever they drink to the, you know, the lack of leadership in America. And it really is embarrassing. And honestly, these are impeachable offenses. Opening up the border to let unvetted people come in and sending them to wherever you want to send them, pretty much red states. Eric Adams said that the 100,000 migrants he received in 3 years as an asylum city, a sanctuary city, 100,000 migrants in 3 years. And he says it's going to destroy New York City. Well, you're a sanctuary city. You wanted it. You got it. You say it's going to destroy New York City? Well, your people of New York City voted for it, and that's what you get. Now, in contrast, South Texas is getting 100,000 a month. You got 100,000 in 3 years. So I don't want to hear you crying. I don't want to hear anybody in New York City crying about it either. This is the same man, mind you, Eric Adams, who said, oh, well, let them in. And, you know, if you have an open room in your house, you can open up to the migrants that are coming across the border. You can house them that way. Wrong. This man has lost his mind. He's absolutely lost his mind. Do you think anybody, half a brainstem, will let people in their homes they don't know, let alone be forced to let people live in their homes that they don't know? That's not happening. You see how that went over. But Mayorkas, Garland, and even Joe Biden himself are all guilty. That, my friend, is the definition of an insurrection. Being able to take over the government. A planned and organized takeover of the government. And that takeover is for the Democrats to stay in power because they know they can't win on their own. This is an absolute debacle, and I've echoed this before. If Donald Trump was president, this would not be happening. This would not be happening. And it shows you that, you know, the plan was put in motion a long time ago, and the Democrats would never, ever, ever thought that Donald Trump was going to win the election in 2016. Matter of fact, they rigged it for Hillary Clinton to win, and it backfired. The DNC paid for a fake dossier that we know was fake of Russian collusion and interference in the election, and it was all bullshit. But the sheeple, the Democrats who only voted Democrat because they hate Trump, they bought it hook, line, and sinker. He's a Russian spy, and he's in bed with the Kremlin. Give me a break. Everything that the Democrats and the liberal media have told the American people, day after day, week after week, year after year, the last 5 years, 6 years, have all proven to be false. In the sense that Donald Trump was guilty of all these things. But what did it turn around to be? It turned around to be that they were accusatory towards Donald Trump from the get-go. And all the while, they're guilty of the same things that they're throwing on Donald Trump. Donald Trump's an illegitimate president. Donald Trump's an insurrectionist. Donald Trump is a grifter. Donald Trump is a... Give me a break. Give me a break. Save it. Wake up and smell the coffee. Donald Trump did not lie to the American people. He told everybody the truth. He showed everybody how the hot dog was made, and the Democrats did not like it. So what did they do? Now they are trying to, and succeeded, by the way, in putting a gag order on him saying anything about his potential opponents in the Republican race, because they could be potential witnesses, such as Mike Pence. So at the next Republican convention, debate rather, Mike Pence runs up and you say Donald Trump shows up. Let's say Mike Pence runs up and down and beats him like a drum. Donald Trump can't say anything to him. He's not allowed. And that takes away his freedom of speech, doesn't it? That's pretty sad. That's pretty sad. So they're doing everything they possibly can. Everything they possibly can to They're doing everything they possibly can to stand in the way of this man winning the nomination. Folks, I hope they don't succeed. It's going to take our voices. It's going to take our voices and our votes. And I hope and pray to God that this backfires on the Democrats. And, you know, if you're listening and you're pissed off like most of the American people, you get your asses to the voting booths. Now then, I do want to touch, speaking of a disgrace, Howard Stern, the shock jock radio DJ of the 1980s, who's now just trying to stay relevant because his radio material is just absolute trash, and he's a blue-haired, pink panty-wearing liberal. And he doesn't have anything better to do than to talk about Lauren Boebert and call her, quote, a disgrace. Because why, Howard? Because why? She was in a dark movie theater watching a movie with her date, and some things were happening, and somebody had a close-up angle with their camera phone, and that just happens to make it to the press. And who's the first one to tee off on it? You. You got room to talk, you phony. You, Howard Stern. I read your book. I saw the movie. You did worse. And your staff did worse. You are the biggest hypocrite that I can label at this current time, 6:46 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on September 20th. You disgust me, actually. You know that? You want to talk about Lauren Boebert, but yet your name is on Jeffrey Epstein's flight log. You want to tell me why that is? Jeffrey Epstein's flight log was released some months ago. Guess whose name's on it? Yours. Guess whose name is not on it? Donald Trump. Guess whose name's also not on it? Oh, all the Republicans that are holding office now. And then. So, you're a disgusting worm of a little, tiny, little, insignificant man who's just trying to stay relevant. And you failed miserably. So what? Lauren Boebert was on a date, and she was in a dark movie theater. And she's young, and that's what young people do. So give it a rest, Howard. Stick to radio. Stick to your, America's Got Talent, being a judge, but you're not one to judge anybody because you suck. I don't know how you ever got a job. And I'm not just saying he sucks because he's, he's a liberal Democrat and hates Donald Trump. Was old very quick. And that's why he was on a radio station that was virtually unknown at a time in the morning that barely anybody listened to, and then he went to Sirius FM. So, and went for a big, gigantic contract. Collect your money, do your job, and shut up about, other people that they're not in the, you didn't say anything about Bill Clinton in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky playing the America's Pastime back then, Swallow the Leader. Didn't say anything about that. That's a president, and he lied about it under oath. That, my friend, is a definition of disgrace. Lauren Boebert, in her own private time, is none of anybody's damn business. And the fact that footage of that got out to the press and got leaked to the press is absolutely disgusting. But you're not one to talk, Stern, so shut your pie hole. And that's all I got to say about that. Now then, in the interest of time, I will touch a little bit on this Russell Brand situation. Look, folks, it just happens to be so, what's the word? It's just the timing of Russell Brand coming out, the Me Too movement of some woman coming out saying that Russell Brand, sexually assaulted her and she didn't know it was rape at the time and blah, blah, blah. This is around the time where he was very promiscuous. It was 20 years ago. These events took place in 2003 in England with a 16-year-old girl. By the way, 16 is the legal age of consent in England. So none of these allegations have been proven. He hasn't been charged with anything. He's not even guilty of a crime. That judgment, maybe, in the eyes of some. But it's the legal age of consent is 16, the legal age of consent is 16. She knew what she wanted, he knew what he wanted, and they both went for it. End of story. Why is it a problem? Immoral to some? Sure, I guess. That 16-year-old girl knew what she was doing. They didn't drop any roofies in her drink. He didn't render her unconscious. Russell Brand does not have to render anybody unconscious to have sex. Okay, that's just I'll just say that right now. And now the left has just now it's going tit for tat. You guys canceled Aunt Jemima. We canceled Bud Light. You guys canceled Jason Aldean, and it just goes back and forth. Because the timing that – because Russell Brand, by the way, is a liberal, or was a liberal. And he – the timing, in fact, of him speaking out and being quite being quite boisterous about and how the Liberal Democrat Party is being in the last 4 years – he had some things to say. And isn't it funny how he critiqued them and this story comes out? The timing is impeccable. But no, Russell Brand is canceled for something he did 20 years ago. Mind you, no criminal charges. Nothing can be proven. No crime, nothing. YouTube and all the platforms that he's been on flat out demonetized him and canceled him. Now, I'm pretty sure Russell Brand made more than enough money from his movies to live comfortably for the rest of his life. I don't think he really cares that YouTube has canceled him. But it's just going back and forth that is just annoying to, you know, most of the American people. Like, when is it going to stop? When is it going to stop? It's only going to stop when we, as the American people, stand up and take action to make it stop. I, for one, am going to speak it loud and say the American people have absolutely had enough, and we need to stand up and scream louder than we've ever screamed and fight like hell. That's right, I said it. Fight like hell. To take this country back, the position it was before, get these clowns and hooligans out of the public office, into the hands of the right people who actually have the best interests of the American people. Now, folks, I will also touch on Hakeem Jeffries, the House leader, majority leader, saying that there's not one scintilla of evidence of that Joe Biden is guilty of any crime, and the impeachment inquiry is just a political game. And they're like, okay, are you watching the same videos that I'm watching, Hakeem? Are you watching the same videos that all the American people are watching? I don't know how many bribes this man has accepted and how much he lied to the American people, but I'd say a lot. And he continues to lie and lie and lie. And at this point, there's some people who might say that he's just so elderly and so just mentally insane and cognitively declined. He doesn't think he's lying. It just, you know, he just thinks that he... these things really did happen. Like marching in the street during the civil rights movement. He lies about stupid stuff. getting arrested with Nelson Mandela. Really? That didn't happen. You just continue to pathological liar. Nobody's buying your BS. And Democrats are just, they're salivating. They're waiting for the perfect time to throw your old ass right underneath the bus. And unfortunately for you, you're just a pawn. You were always just a pawn. You were a useful idiot. They got their use out of you. And now they're separating themselves from what you and your crime family have been involved in for several years. Probably since before you took office, but I wasn't born yet, so I don't know. Now then, folks, if you are a fan of the content that I provide here on Talk 29, you can also tune into my colleague's show, Marcus Cain's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well. A lot of good stuff on that show, a lot of good insight. That's Marcus Cain's As I See It, every Thursday afternoon, 2 p.m. Now, we here also at Talk 29 would like to thank all the brave servicemen and women, past, present, and future, who also fight like hell to protect this country every single day for the sacrifices they make to give us the freedoms that we have, such as being able to speak openly and freely on this radio broadcast. So on behalf of all of us here at Talk 29, thank you. May God bless you, your families, and God bless the United States of America. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.